Up with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis stepping down, suspending his GOP presidential campaign just 2 days before the New Hampshire primary. In making that announcement earlier today, DeSantis says he is now endorsing Donald Trump. President Biden's name will not be on the ballot when New Hampshire voters go to the polls Tuesday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains why.
When New Hampshire refused to allow South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary, the president and the Democratic National Committee chose to ignore the Granite State. As a result, Joe Biden's name will not appear on the ballot. That's created a unique situation heading into Tuesday's primary, as state Democrats are waging a writing campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing loss for Mr. Biden that might fuel concerns about the strength of his reelection bid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Korea continues to get chummy with the Kremlin. Here's correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
Pyongyang says it's agreed to further strategic and tactical cooperation with Moscow to establish a, quote, new multipolarized international order as the two countries work to build a united front in the face of their separate intensifying tensions with the U.S. North Korea has been actively strengthening its ties with Russia as leader Kim Jong-un tries to break out of diplomatic isolation and strengthen his footing. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Authorities in Chicago say four young women are very lucky. They've been injured when their car was struck by a freight train. Officials say the driver was attempting to go around the barrier. Two of the women were trapped in the wreckage for quite some time as firefighters used the jaws of life to extricate them. This is SRN News. Big Brother is watching you.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis not backing down on his order that Catholic priests bless same-sex civil unions. Appearing on an Italian talk show, the pontiff doubled down and insisted the Lord blesses everyone, his order sparking remarkable opposition from church leaders around the globe. African bishops have united in a continent-wide refusal to implement the Vatican Declaration. This is SRN News. John Scott reports that a victory for lobster fishermen.
A California court has dismissed a lawsuit from a group of fishermen against a conservation group that added New England lobster to its list of seafood to avoid. The lawsuit stemmed from a decision by Seafood Watch to add American and Canadian lobster fisheries to its red list of species to avoid in 2022. The fishermen based in Massachusetts sued last year, but court filings from last week in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California state that all parties involved have agreed to dismiss the lawsuit. John Scott reported.
Authorities say a former firefighter with a previous arson conviction arrested on suspicion of detonating a homemade bomb and planting several other explosive devices along roadways in two Northern California counties. The 41-year-old man pleading guilty last week to multiple felony charges. More details at SRNnews.com.